What is up, everybody? This is Jerry from The Bank Job, bringing you your daily NBA timeout. Good morning, everybody. How are we feeling today? The topic of today's discussion, as many may have thought out, DeMarcus Cousins. Probably the biggest news that we've had all season long, other than KD taking his talent to the West Coast even further. But this time around, DeMarcus Cousins getting traded days before the trade deadline. So much has happened. So after a very lackluster All-Star weekend, this big news came out. It couldn't have been better timing for the New Orleans Pelicans. The city just saw the NBA All-Star weekend activities just happen there, and then Anthony Davis was able to pull out the All-Star Game MVP while setting the points record in the process, used to be held by Wilt Chamberlain. And within hours of the city celebrating all this craziness that had gone down, they announced that there is a trade for DeMarcus Cousins, the fourth highest scorer in the league, somebody really big, a prominent name in basketball currently, coming to their town to add talent to Anthony Davis, hoping that they will be able to be a dynamic duo and put some points up and really make a run in the playoff race. Will that happen? Yet to be determined. So if you haven't been paying too much attention this year, or you've been blindsided by the KD cupcakes in the world, DeMarcus has been playing arguably the best season of his seven-year career, so far averaging highs in both points and assists. Not to mention, he is also on pace for technical fouls. Sorry to Rashid, but I mean, sometimes things happen. This is a trade that just days and weeks prior, the team's staff, the Kings staff that is, said that along with DeMarcus himself, they did not plan on parting ways at all. They planned on sticking together. DeMarcus wanted to have his jersey in the rafters. Vlade Divac said that they are by no means trading DeMarcus Cousins. And then today he said that he had a better offer for him a few days before sealing the deal with the Pelicans. So it's like, clearly you were lying. I mean, you try and save face, try and keep the players feeling confident. I understand. But this deal just happened so fast, especially after they said all that sort of stuff. So, in contrast to everything that they had just said, Boogie got traded this week, along with Omri Caspi. I don't know how to pronounce your name. I hope that's right. For rookie 7th overall draft pick, Buddy Hield, Langston Galloway, Tyreke Evans, and a top 3 protected first rounder this year, along with the 2nd rounder that they have this year as well. So that kind of leaves us all wondering, how is this going to affect the rest of the NBA? Simply put, we don't really know yet. This is something that we don't see in this modern situation of basketball. It's such a small ball league right now, and with a tandem of Cousins and Davis on the floor, how will they be able to match up against the rest of the league? First off, both these players have been the number one scoring options in their teams their entire careers. When Isaiah Thomas played in Sacramento, he was let go by the team, and he stated something along the lines of, if Cousins wanted me there, then he would have still been there. Cousins wanted the ball all the time, and for Isaiah to be productive, he had to keep the ball in his hands. So if Cousins isn't really one that can share the ball, how is he going to be able to alter his game to adapt to playing with the 5th leading scorer in the league, separated only by a 10th of a point in points per game? So this, for Anthony Davis, this will take such a load off of him on the offensive end. Having another option, so that way he can focus on other areas of the court, making sure that he's playing a true point forward role, and also focusing defensively, which is where this team is definitely going to lack, because if you've watched any of DeMarcus Cousins, you know that he is a offensive first-minded player, with that being his top priority. So that, coupled with his team-first mentality, it allows Davis to focus on this, on all these other aspects of the court, especially when he's going to be the number one line of defense between any player and the basket. So if he's going to be the last line, you want to make sure that he is able to focus and not have to go through too much mentally to block out his ability to help his team win. So if the Pelicans are in a win-now mode, since they've traded away last year's lottery pick, the two picks that they have this year in the upcoming draft, how is that going to affect the Western Conference? The answer is pretty short to that. Not at all. With 25 games left in the season, the Pelicans are currently assuring to get that final spot, taking it away from the Denver Nuggets, who played great against the Warriors, but in a seven-game series, they would stand no chance whatsoever to beat them. So when the Pelicans take that spot, it's going to end up with the exact same result. The Warriors just have too many options over the Pelicans, having two options, really. You can kind of throw Jrue Holiday in there, but two options for scoring. So the matchup for most of the game will likely be Draymond on Boogie and then Kevin Durant or Iggy playing against Anthony Davis. What about Zaza Pachulia, many may ask. Well, you know what? He should play maybe 12 minutes in each of these games because he is the worst. He is not going to help his team to do anything. He should be the last option only if Steph Curry is the only other option to play the five spot. Anyway, with Boogie against the best defender in the league, unless Davis were able to make every single shot in the post, they do not stand a chance beating them more than one game in this seven-game series. So does this really affect the rest of the league? Not so much in the long run, but in the immediate future, it has every team's GM that has a suffering team, despite having a star talent on the team. All of them are now questioning, should we make a move now? Should we follow Sacramento's sort of entire game plan to blow it all up? Should they just start over? Teams like the Knicks, the Bulls, the Pacers have a lot to think about in these next few hours to come. So please, guys, if you would at all listen to me, let's make this interesting. You could put PG-13 out there on the Wizards playing with John Wall, maybe get in return Bradley Beal. That's definitely something they do. Jimmy Butler to the Celtics. Everybody sees this coming. Just do it. Do it now. And then Melo to the Cavs. How much more fun would the Eastern Conference be if we had some legitimate options to go against the Cavaliers? It would just be game, set, match. Everybody would be happy. I think we would all win. But that is it for me, really. I just want to go on a little tangent, talk about this trade. I'm sure there'll be a whole lot more news as the trade deadline is really coming up close right now on Thursday. So keep posted. Definitely, if you like what you've heard today, comment, rate us on iTunes. Every single little bit of that counts, and it helps us out immensely to get other people interested, learning more about their day-to-day basketball needs. All right, that's it for me and the bank job. I'm Jerry, and I will talk to you guys in the next one. Later.